All right, we'll say good morning. So today we have the great tzchus to begin a new sefer called Chovas HaTalmidim. So Chovas HaTalmidim was written by the Rebbe Piazhetzna, Rav Kolomis Kama Shapira Hashem Yikom Damo, who was born in 1889 and dies in 1943. The Piazhetzna is probably most what we're going to discuss, actually, in this edition that I'm using over here. They actually have a beautiful biographical information about the Rebbe and about his early life. The Piazhetzna is most well known for his incredible activities during the war. He was in the Warsaw Ghetto, and after losing his mother, his daughter-in-law, his son, all in 1 week, during the Nazi bombardment of Poland, they were all killed. Within, not all at once, but within the span of a week. The Rebbe's wife had passed away a little bit before the war. He threw himself into taking care of Klal Yisrael in the ghetto under the most horrible and terrible of circumstances. So when we speak about the Piazhetzna, very often the sefer that comes to mind is the sefer Esh Kodesh, which are the collection of the drashas that he gave during the course of the war. It wasn't a drasha every single Shabbos, but whenever he was able to, he did. Those drashas are exceptional. They go from the years of Tavshin to Tavshin Beis. And after Shabbos, it's actually historical machlokas as to who recorded the drashas afterwards. Was it the Rebbe? Was it the Gabbai of his? In any event, he put them in a canister, hid them in the ghetto. The Rebbe did not survive the war. Again, he's killed in 1943. But a few years after the war, a Polish peasant actually found the container containing the manuscripts, and they become published under the name Esh Kodesh. Earlier in his career, the Rebbe was a child prodigy. He was orphaned at a very young age, but quickly developed into an incredible personality. By the time he was a young man, he was already a recognized and much celebrated Rebbe, and he wrote a number of other svarim, including the sefer that we're going to learn now, which is called Chovas HaTalmidim. And this is an incredible sefer, because in this sefer, what the Rebbe does is, as now you hear a sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, and you think to yourself, who is it geared towards? Kids, right? Well, teachers and kids, right? It tells the teachers what to expect, right? It's the good rule book for the students. But you think, like, so obviously, from where the Rebbe is coming from, is that each of us is a Talmud. We're all students. We're students of our Rebbeim. We're students of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're students of our parents. And what the Rebbe writes in the course of this sefer is really something absolutely amazing, which is, what are the necessary prerequisites and ingredients to become a learner in life, to be able to be a Talmud? Because the ability to absorb information and the ability to learn from someone else requires a certain tikkun amidos, requires a certain character refinement. Because remember, again, the natural disposition of people is to say, I know, but you don't know. I know that I don't know, but I'm going to tell you that I do know. That's the way the natural, as I know, we've quoted many times before, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, Lamad Lashon Chalomar Eini Odeya. You have to teach your tongue to say, I don't know. I have to teach my tongue to say. It's not comfortable. Most of us like to have the feeling that we know. So the Rebbe comes at this with an incredible, incredible approach in terms of understanding what are the prerequisites, the midos, the attributes, the character traits, to be able to learn, to be able to grow. And as such, it's an incredibly important sefer. At the end, actually, towards the 12th parak, he actually has an interesting parak, an interesting chapter about how to learn chassidus, which is also very interesting. But we're going to get started again. We'll see over the course of which prakim we're going to focus on more, which less. But I really want to give a thank you to Gil Horowitz, because Gil mentioned to me this sefer a long, long time ago. I think even maybe back in our Masilas Yisharim days. And the truth is, we did a couple of sermons in between, but it's G'day. First of all, just to learn anything from the Piazhetzna is an incredible zchus. The Rebbe was a man who suffered in unspeakable ways. But yet a man who spent his life, especially his last years, trying to infuse hope in those who were so desperate. So to be able to learn the Torah of just such a heilige Jew something that's a great schus for us. We'll say, so with that, let's begin. So I put on the WhatsApp, I think the pages that I put out to you, I think I may have reversed the order of some of them. So you'll see they're each numbered on the top. So we're going to begin, actually, this is the introduction. So the introduction to, so as I mentioned before, if Chovas HaTalmidim, if the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim is all about the obligations of the student or how the student learns, interestingly enough, look how he begins his introduction. The introduction is Siachim HaLamdim V'Avos HaBanim. A conversation with teachers and fathers of sons. So whereas the rest of the Sefer ultimately is focused on the student, the introduction is focused on, quote-unquote, the educator. The educator, who are the two primary educators in life? Teachers and avos hamlamdim, and avos habanim, and fathers. Now, of course, fathers, lav dafka means fathers. Fathers means parents. So look what the Rebbe says over here. Shlomo HaMelech Kasa Mishlei. So this happens to be a very well-known piece by the Piagetzna. So, but we're going to learn it inside together. Shlomo HaMelech Amar Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Chanoch Lenara Pidarko. And I will say, by the way, I just want to tell you something. What we're about to learn, so if you're a parent, especially a parent of young children, this will be incredibly instructive. If you're a grandparent of young children, mind your own business, right? But maybe you could go ahead and convey it to your children in a way that they don't feel that you're stepping into their children's chinuch. But really, more important, whatever we learn about education, whatever lessons we go ahead and we learn about educating our children, applies to us as well in the education of the self. So he says, "Chanoch lenar api darko, gam kiyaskin lo yosra mimenu." So the Rebbe says, Shlomo HaMelech sums up the entirety of chinuch in one phrase: teach a child according to his way, and if you do so, gam kiyaskin lo yosor mimenu. Even when he gets old, the chinuch that you gave him will not leave him. Zehu ikar hachinuch. So this is amazing. So the Rebbe said it, by the way. You see, we'll say, what does everybody focus on in this pasuk? Everybody focuses on the first phrase, chanoch lenar api darko, specialized education. Every child needs a different derech, which is true. The Rebbe is going to focus on that. But he says the second phrase is what's important. Shelo bilvad b'shasha na'ar na'ar v'yad aviv oda tekifa alav. I don't just want my child to embrace the chinuch that I'm giving him when he's a child and he's living under my roof with my, you know, with under my control. Yishma lo v'yasa ki mitzvosav. Elagam kishi yigdal v'hu b'rshuso av kiyaskin lo yasra mimenu. My goal as a successful parent is that I want to convey to my child the chinuch that even, you see, maybe it's obviously different today. Parenting is different today. But from the Piagetzna's perspective, there is no great challenge in getting your child to follow your rules while they live under your roof. Of course, that was a given. That's not successful chinuch. Successful chinuch is that even when my child is out of my home, gam kiyaskin, even when he's out of my home, elagam kishiyigdal v'huber shuso, av kiyaskin lo yosra mimenu. The goal of the chinuch I want to convey to my child is that even when he's no longer under my roof, even when he's an old man and can do whatever he wants, he's still adhering to the tenets that I taught him. Ki achinuch lo tzivoy levatu. Because chinuch does not just simply mean instruction. Shemetzave es beno, o talmido ase kach vekach, that I teach my child or my student, instruct my student, do this or do this. Gam lo hergil bilvatu. I'll say furthermore, it's not simple habituation. See what the Rebbe is saying? Chinuch doesn't just simply mean instruction, and chinuch doesn't mean habituation. That's not, these are elements, but these are not the ikar. He goes on, Shema gilu lasos masim tovim, yoser gadol v'yoser poel, minat sivoy u'minah hergel. Chinuch is something much bigger than just simple instruction or habituation. Hu achinuch. U'shnei ele, hat sivoy v'hergel, rak klei tashmishohin. Shamechanich muchroch lishtayim ishbohem, litzavosu lahargilo kidei lechancho b'derach Hashem. Now, instruction and habituation are tools in the mechanich's toolbox. Are tools for a parent, are tools for a Rebbe. I have to instruct a child what to do. Practice makes close to perfect, right? Habituation ultimately, again, gets us regilos, gets us more embedded in things. But instruction and habituation are not the ikar of chinuch. They're the tools of chinuch. They're not the goal of chinuch. They're the tools of chinuch. But then the Rebbe says, but let's define our terms. Look at the second paragraph. Ki es tevas chinuch mefarish Rashi zala pasuk. So the Rebbe says, where do we find the Lashon of Chinuch? Now the truth is, as the Rebbe is going to point out in just a little bit, the first time we actually see the Lashon of Chinuch is where? This past week's parasha, right? I'm sorry, not this past week's parasha, already in Lech Lecha, Vayorech Eschanichov, when Avraham Avinu goes out to war against the four kings, and he goes ahead and he readies his lads, right? So we're going to see that in just a moment. But the Rebbe says, let's look at the word chinuch for just a moment. And this is amazing. Mefarish Rashi Zal, ala pasik, bana bayis chadash v'lo chanacho. So the example the Rebbe chooses is as follows. A person builds a home, v'lo chanacho. Now what does it mean, v'lo chanacho? Chinuch, lashon haschala. So Rashi says, the word chinuch means a beginning. Ad kan l'shono hakadosh. So say, remember again, what is this pasuk talking about? What is this pasuk referring to? The exemptions from war. So this is someone who built a home, v'lo chanachos. We understand lo chanacho means what? He didn't live in it. He did not begin to live in it. So the Rebbe says, okay, so you're telling me then that chinuch means beginning? U'pashit, now we know the word chinuch is not used for every beginning. So according to Rashi in Kiseitze, it sounds like what? The lashon of chinuch means beginning. But the Rebbe says, here's the problem. We find many circumstances where Chazal or the Torah uses the Lashon of beginning and doesn't use the word chinuch. So in the Haggadah, he says, the way the Haggadah is set up, Maschil beginus Messiah b'shavach. We begin with the low point of Jewish history and we end with praise. It doesn't say Mechanech beginus u'messayim b'shavach. Similarly again, when it talks about in the Sanhedrin that you begin from the side. You don't begin from the, in other words, you don't begin from the most important members of the Sanhedrin, but you begin from the side of the, where the judges sit. It doesn't say mechanchin min atzad, rather again it says maschilin. So what is the Rebbe pointing out? So the Rebbe understands over here that although Rashi understands the word chinuch to go ahead and mean beginning, ultimately, again, it must mean something deeper, something more profound. So we'll have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up Emeret Hashem, the bottom of page Zayin, and Emeret Hashem, get our definition of chinuch, b'sha'a tova tomorrow.